Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's really good being back with you. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. It's something I typically do from time to time, every couple of weeks here for Joe Messina. I'm going to be sitting with you for the next 3 hours sharing with you some of the stories that is some of the news that we're going to be talking about, which I'm sure you're aware of, what is going on in the world right now. Across the board, I'm very, very focused right now on several things, including the economy, the bank situations, not just here in the United States, but overseas, the J6 committee's obstruction of justice. You're saying what? Wait a minute. What obstruction of justice? Yeah, I'm going to talk about that this hour here and why that may in fact be what we just saw last week that's been coming out from Tucker Carlson, which has been universally condemned across the board, including many Republicans. Not surprising, of course. We are now dealing with the Uniparty, folks. But we're going to be talking about this and a whole lot more. We're going to be talking with a potential Senate candidate in the state of California who may be facing Adam Schiff. We may be talking later with a presidential candidate. Real interesting fellow I've known for several years. This hour we're going to be talking about something which I think is going to educate a lot of people. Why what we're seeing happening right now with the J6 video that was released, is that actually a distraction for something bigger and worse that the media do not want to talk about or will not talk about? Well, I'll just share with you, it has something to do with a World Health Organization pandemic treaty and the authoritarian COVID mandates on a global scale may be used for something a lot more nefarious, the abolition of our liberties. So we're going to be talking about this hour with a fantastic guest that's going to be coming up here after the break. She's been on with us before, Reggie Littlejohn. She is the founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and co-chair of Stop the Vax Passports Task Force. Hey, how are you feeling about things right now, folks? How's your 401ks? How's your retirement accounts looking? How are you feeling about this non-bailout that just took place over the weekend? Literally within 48 hours, the Federal Reserve, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, they got together along with the President of the United States and bailed out the entirety of the Silicon Valley power structure. Now, a lot of people will say that they really didn't have a choice, because if they didn't do what they just did, and they won't call it and won't admit it's a bailout. I'm sorry, folks. Let's be honest. They're saying that the banks are going to pay for it, and they're going to be charging the banks fees to pay for this. Well, how stupid do you think they think we are? Do you think the banks are, out of the generosity of their own hearts, going to absorb those fees and lose profits? Of course not. Banks have to answer to shareholders and stakeholders. And what will they do? Well, within the next few months, you're going to start to read, and I'm telling you right now, you're going to start to read and hear stories about new fees that are going to be implemented on basic savings and checking and money market accounts, every kind of fee you can imagine. You know, Joe Biden doesn't like the resort fees at hotels. Well, what he just did was he just greenlit the banks to charge you every fee under the sun. Because they're going to have to pay for this somehow. So it is most absolutely 100% a bailout. And it is a bailout by the taxpayers in the form of anybody that has a bank account, which is almost everybody. So don't, I mean, I'm sorry. What's the old saying? Don't whiz down my neck and tell me it's raining. This is exactly what just took place. Anyway, I've got a lot I want to talk about tonight. We're going to be covering everything from the economy. We're going to be talking about J6. We're going to be talking about a whole slew of different issues here. But in this first hour, if you have been feeling somewhat uncomfortable with the idea that this entire January 6 narrative that came out last week was just universally condemned by all quarters. Now, we get it. We expect it from the Democrats. We expect it from the news. But we actually even got it from several Republicans. You know, the editing, it was selectively edited. Tucker Carlson showing people moseying around, you know, the Capitol building. And nothing really actually happened. Well, I don't think anybody has said nothing actually happened. There were a lot of idiots that were there, climbing the walls, breaking glass. They shouldn't have been doing that. And I've been saying that all along. But I've also been saying all along that this was then immediately turned and has been turned and repeatedly turned into a cudgel, a hammer of massive proportions to slam the Republicans with for the past 2 years. It's a threat to democracy. And this has been front and center, aided and abetted by the mainstream networks and all of the mainstream media to make what was a very, let's be honest, embarrassing day if you are right of center, even if you were there, and I've got plenty of friends that were there, into something much, much bigger. And now we're starting to learn why. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina on The Real Side Radio, joemessina.com. We will be back here after the break with a fantastic guest. Don't go away.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back to the Real Side Radio. Real Side Radio. You can find us at therealside.com. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. And if you'd like to join the conversation over the next 3 hours, you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. But before we go there, I've got a fantastic guest that I want to talk about something. We were all watching last week with bated breath about these videos that have been released that have been universally condemned, by the way, by pretty much everybody, including Republicans, many Republicans, regarding what actually took place in the halls of Congress during January the 6th. And we're all familiar with the fact that members of Congress are constitutionally immune from the prosecution over what they can say during the time that they're debating in the House or Senate. So pencil necks like Schiff were free to lie through their teeth about evidence of Trump conspiring with Russia and everything else that we heard. But what if, you know, what we're seeing right now in the reaction to actually questioning what took place on January the 6th, what if that was actually to cover something else that is a lot more nefarious that is going on right now. And our next guest here, Reggie Littlejohn, who is the founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and is the co-chair of Stop the Vax Passports, believes that there is something else that is much, much larger on an international scale that is being hidden by this January the 6th narrative. Welcome back to the show, Reggie. How are you?
Thank you so much. It's really wonderful to be back.
Thank you for joining us. So I'm reading your article here, Every Breath You Take, Big Brother's Plan to Stalk You Through the WHO. When I saw that, I saw the WHO, and I was thinking, are we talking about Pete Townsend? No, we're talking about the World Health Organization. Talk to us about what you believe is happening right now.
So this is the thing that people are not aware of, and I think it's because it's not being reported by the mainstream media. So thank you so much for giving me a chance to get the word out, which is that we are in the battle of our lives and we don't even know it. And the World Health Organization has set a trap for us that if we don't do something about it, it's going to spray shut and we're not going to be able to escape. So what I am talking about is they are negotiating two instruments right now. I'm going to call them treaties because they really are treaties because they affect our national sovereignty. But the World Health Organization and the Biden administration are not calling them treaties because they want to subvert the U.S. treaties process through the Senate. So there's something called the International Health Regulations Amendments, and what these will do is right now what the World Health Organization says to us about pandemic health issues is just a recommendation. It will turn those recommendations to binding. They want to delete the word non-binding. They want to establish a global surveillance state to surveil us on just about, you know, they gave it as health as an excuse, but they're setting up a system that would be able to surveil us in every possible way, including, you know, our internet search history and our internet spending history. They want to dissent. They want to censor dissenting views that parties to the agreement have to tackle false, misleading, or misinformation or disinformation, which is basically any opinion, a medical opinion or scientific opinion that goes against the World Health Organization. And that's just the beginning of all the things that they want to do through these instruments. And if you combine them with a central bank digital currency, then if they surveil us and decide that we are counter-narrative, they can just shut us off from our credit cards and our bank accounts, and we are truly trapped in what I call a digital gulag.
So, you know, I'm watching what's happening in the world, and it's happening so quickly. And just over the weekend, the Federal Reserve and the FDIC comes in, and they basically take over a bank that houses 50% of big tech, guaranteeing anybody and everybody how much money that they had in there they're going to be made whole, well beyond the $250,000. And so we're seeing Signature Bank, which had a lot to do with accounts that had access to Bitcoin and digital currencies, and we're seeing the fight right now from Elizabeth Warren and those in Washington right now to try to crack down on digital currencies. It feels like there is a seven-headed hydra right here, and what you've talked about is this International Pandemic Preparedness Act of 2022 that you're saying gives carte blanche to the WHO to decide if they should be empowered unilaterally to impose all matter of public health emergency mandates on America and other nations. This is where you are saying that this, you don't call it a treaty, but it's an agreement or an act at this stage, is where the compliance and the monitoring policies come from. And you're saying that, correct me if I'm wrong here, that this isn't just about how you act, whether you wear a mask, whether you get a vaccine, but it's also about what you say online, and it's also about how you manage your money. Is that correct?
Well, that's right. See, this is the thing. Is with this surveillance state, I mean, the draft agreement right now says that the parties commit to tackle false, misleading, and misinformation and to conduct regular social listening to counter misinformation, disinformation, and false news. What's social listening if not monitoring our social media accounts? And with respect to the Bitcoin and the digital currency, something that people need to understand is that those are decentralized, okay? What a central bank digital currency does is it means that the Federal Reserve will have control over all the money in the United States. They will be able to monitor what you are buying, all of your purchases, all of your donations. You know, you can tell a lot about a person through who they donate to, right? And if they decide that you are counter-narrative, or that you are going against the flow of whatever the administration wants, then they can just shut you off from your bank account and your credit cards, like what happened in Canada to the truckers and to the people who supported the truckers.
Yeah, yeah. Reggie, tell everybody where they could find you, and I'm going to ask if you can stick through the break because this is too important for us to have just a few minutes on. Is that okay?
Yes, yes. So listen, the website is stopvaxpassports.org. That's stopvaxpassports.org. Please go there. Sign our petition against vaccine passports, which are the platform for all this surveillance, and also take action against the World Health Organization takeover.
And everybody check out, you've got an article on a great website that I love to go to, American Thinker. You had an article on February 25th, was it?
Yeah, you're talking about the one about the New York teachers and being
COVID immunization and surveillance.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're really on this. And I think everybody, you know, we're kind of like, oh, COVID's in the rearview mirror. And, you know, between voting patterns and the controls that have been given to these international organizations that oversee everybody globally, they've got some power that they're never going to relinquish. So we've got Reggie Littlejohn. We'll be right back here after the break at the Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels says she met with New York City prosecutors investigating former President Trump over alleged hush money. Michael Cohen also testified before the grand jury today, and he spoke with reporters afterwards.
I'm relieved that my role is now
for the time being over?
Stormy Daniels met with them at the request of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office to answer questions related to the investigation. Her lawyer said she has agreed to make herself available as a witness. Authorities are investigating whether Trump falsified business records in the case. The 2023 college football season hasn't even begun, but we already know who's heading overseas for a game next year. It was announced the Florida State Seminoles will battle the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in Dublin, Ireland. The game will happen on August 24th, 2024. It'll be the fifth time a college football game has been played at the Dublin Stadium. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back, if you can. That's what we're trying to do here, is just to translate it from gibberish into simple English for you, because there is so much going on right now, and we're almost like bobbleheads. Right? We're just looking all over the place. We just can't keep up with it. And I think this is Cloward Piven's strategy, isn't it? It's just to overwhelm us until we just acquiesce to whatever it is that they're trying to hit us with. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at realside.com, therealside.com. And we're delighted to be continuing with Reggie Little John, who is talking here about something that I believe is truly, it's just not getting the kind of exposure. We're talking here about ostensibly a digital gulag, right, Reggie Little John?
That's what we call it. It's a combination of digital IDs, vaccine passports, and the central bank digital currency. And as you were saying before, people are thinking, COVID is behind us, we can relax. Well, you know what? The infrastructure has been laid down for the next pandemic so that the trap can snap shut when the next pandemic hits, which Bill Gates has said it will.
So what they're doing is, what you believe is, they're basically just kind of laying the ground right now for the next crisis. And, you can take a look at every policy decision that's ever been made. It's always been made in response to a crisis. But none of these policies ever reversed. Mail-in voting, for example, it changed the way that we vote. And a lot of people believe that we're not going to be able to go back to normal until we're able to secure the vote, but that can't be secured if you've got open voting through mail-in and ballot boxing and voter harvesting and everything else. You guys tell us a little bit about how you guys are fighting this, because you're with two organizations, Stop Vaccine Passports Task Force and Women's Rights Without Frontiers.
Well, Women's Rights Without Frontiers is my first organization, and what that organization, we started out fighting forced abortion in China under the one-child policy, now two-child policy and three-child policy. We saved baby girls and abandoned widows in China, and because I was watching Chinese-style totalitarianism because of that work, I became extremely alarmed when I saw the vaccine passports, digital health IDs, smart health cards being rolled out in the United States, because I saw that they could support the same platform as the China social credit system.
Great. That's fantastic.
Listen, you're talking here about something, again, regarding the World Health Organization. You've got your eye on these different organizations around the world. You're not a crackpot. You're not some QAnon conspiracy theorist that the media want to put into a corner. You graduated Yale Law School. You testified 9 times. Don't want to sound like Ferris Bueller's principal. 9 times at the United States Congress. 3 times at European Parliament. You know, you're coming from a place of tremendous credibility. So when I hear somebody with your background that's talking about why the J6 committee is really being used to obfuscate what has really been happening right now, so the mainstream media aren't focused on this, how scared are you that, I mean, what you're talking about right here is the digital gulag, is that how we are all going to be, no matter what citizenship that you are, whether you're, you know, a citizen of a sovereign country or somewhere else, we're all going to be under the banner of the WHO, is what you're saying, right?
Right. So what these different instruments do is they make the director general of the WHO the most powerful man on earth, that he can not only declare a legitimate health emergency, but a potential health emergency. And then under the One Health approach, he could declare an emergency regarding human health, animal health, plant health, or environmental health, which would entitle him to move in and basically run healthcare anywhere in the world because of climate change or any other health risk. It could be gun violence. It could be anything that he decides it is if these go through. So, and then in terms of the digital gulag, you know, if you and I raise our voices against this, which is what I am doing right now, they can just sever you from your credit cards and your bank account, but they could do the same thing if he comes through with deciding that whatever pandemic comes down the line requires everyone to be vaccinated. And, you know, Bill Gates has famously said, you know, this is not going to end until basically everyone in the world is vaccinated. He can order forced lockdowns, forced quarantines, forced vaccinations, and if you are not up on your vaccinations and your boosters, they can shut off your credit cards and your bank accounts and control you in that way.
You talk about how this digital ID, this digital gulag, can give rise to a social credit system, something that the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, uses. Explain that, and how do we go from where we are now in the United States, relatively a freer country than China, of course, to using a social credit system?
Okay, so in China and in the United States, all these various things are tracked, but in China they are centralized onto an app on a person's phone. In the United States, they are not yet, because we don't have a mandatory digital ID. So what they have in China is they track everything, like, you know, facial recognition, real-time geolocation, so they know where you are, your entire network of relationships, all your social media posts, all of your internet search history. So if you search for something in China that the government doesn't like the Tiananmen Square massacre or something, then that will lower your score. And then your internet spending history, if you buy something they don't like, if you donate to an organization that's contrary to the government, all of these things, they know where you work, they know where you live, and all of these things are centralized into a centralized database, which gives you a score of how compliant of a Chinese communist person, like what kind of a sheep you are. If you are a complete sheep, if you go, you know, if you just go along with everything, if you praise the government, if you don't make any waves, you can live what looks like a normal life. But if you criticize the government, especially if you organize other people to criticize the government, your social credit score is going to go down. You're not going to be able to borrow money to buy a home. You could lose your job. Your kid could not go to a good school. You can not be able to travel. You can get shut off from your credit cards and your bank account. And ultimately, if they really don't like you, you can just be disappeared. Now, in the United States, all of these things are also tracked, but we don't have a mandatory digital ID that would centralize the tracking. And also, that tracking is not it's not attached to our credit cards and our bank accounts. And so that's what we need to resist. We need to resist these mandatory digital IDs, which can serve as the platform for the China social credit system. And we need to resist a central bank digital currency, because if everything is controlled by the central bank and you have no access to cash, then if the government decides that they don't like what you're saying or what you're doing, they can just shut you off from your money and you have no recourse. You have no ability to survive.
Do you think, I mean, I'm taking a look at like Gary Gensler, you know, treasury guy, and he's taking a look at, you know, cyber, crypto, currencies, cracking down on it. Elizabeth Warren, they want a centralized digital currency that is ostensibly what you're talking about, correct?
Right. So they're using, you know, the instability of cryptocurrencies and this bank closure, the Silicon Valley Bank, as, you know, in my opinion, a pretext to, you know, to argue that what we really need is this safe central bank digital currency. But you have to understand that the central bank digital currency is programmable, and they can do things like if you're not fully vaccinated, they can quarantine you, like your money will not work more than, you know, a mile from your house or even outside of your house. I mean, they can completely control you through a central bank digital currency.
Yeah, it's terrifying. It really is. And oh my goodness. Well, listen, I really appreciate you putting this information out there for people to read and hear. And I know you've been on Laura Ingraham, Fox News, to talk about it, but a lot more people really do need to hear about this. So please tell everybody once again where they can find you, read your articles, and learn more.
Okay, please visit our website. It's stopvaxpassports.org. That's stopvaxpassports.org. Sign the petition against vaccine passports or any other, you know, form of digital ID, and watch our webinars. I think we have the best webinars in the world with the greatest experts in the world talking about all of these issues. And then take action against the World Health Organization takeover. In my opinion, what the U.S. needs to do is actually withdraw from the World Health Organization.
Absolutely.
And you can sign.
Reggie Littlejohn, thank you so much. And everybody check out stopvaxpassports.org. And we'll have to have you back on again down the road. Thank you so much, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. You can find us at therealside.com. Joe Messina will be back tomorrow. And if you would like to join the conversation, you can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe tonight, as I sit in ever so often. And it is always an honor and a pleasure to speak with you, the good folks over at therealside.com. For those that don't know me, I've been around here for about 7 years or so now. My goodness, maybe eight. I'm a lay economist. I'm a business restructuring consultant. I work with small to medium-sized businesses across the country. This is what I do for a living. This is my day in and out, going on 30 years of doing this, working with small to medium-sized business owners. And let me tell you what I'm hearing the last couple of days from clients. And this is unsolicited information from clients. Many of my clients are across the political spectrum. So this is not in any way a political discussion. This is a discussion about the complete lack of faith in our institutions. And what is happening right now is I'm hearing from people that are ostensibly saying what just took place with the FDIC coming in, and we're going to call it what it is, bailing out a regional bank. that had major inroads into not just the tech sector, but the GDP of California, the financial institutions in New York, the political institutions in Washington, D.C., and worldwide, is that what we have just learned is that this country that we live in, the United States of America, a free and apparent democratic republic, is that we now privatize gains and socialize losses. We will make sure that once you have got yours, if you're rich enough, you'll enjoy the wealth. But if you take a risk and you're big enough, we'll take care of you. Where, in any sense of economic history, in our Constitution, or in just common sense, does that make sense? I mean, what we're looking at right now in this country is the best way to get rich is to start your own regional bank, gamble stupidly with the assets in your bank, make sure that you and all of your buddies working at the bank get paid tremendous bonuses, generational wealth level bonuses, and if your customer deposits all of a sudden are threatened, the government will backstop you. All while you get on your G4 or your G5 and fly down to your private island. This is what just took place, folks. This is exactly what just happened. And if you privatize gains while socializing losses, what incentive is that going to do? What will be the incentive for banks to play by the rules? They don't have to anymore. You've now incentivized regional banks, local banks, large banks to do what they want because they are now too big to fail. And I get it. The administration didn't want a bank run. That's horrifying. I didn't want to see that either. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to be impacted, whether you have money in Silicon Valley Bank or Signature Bank or Republic, whatever bank it is. If there is a bank run, I mean, you only need to go back to It's a Wonderful Life. We all saw that when we were kids. That's what happened. That's what happened in 1929. That's what happened in 2008. And now we're looking overseas at Credit Suisse. Now, the Swiss government are going to have to come in and back up that bank, the second largest bank in Europe. In Switzerland, I should say, behind UBS. So they're trying to prevent contagion, but in doing so, what they have done is they have just greenlit any and every bank that wants to take your deposits. If you're well over $250,000, that is guaranteed. Congratulations, by the way. And they're going to take that money and they're going to go to Vegas and they're going to gamble on red. That's what they did. That's what Silicon Valley Bank did. Now, in defense of them, it wasn't a risky bet. They bet on government bonds. But they just decided to bet on those government bonds before the interest rate increases. So they screwed themselves because they were locked in. They lost money. They lost a lot of money. In taking all of the money that was in that bank and putting it into government bonds. So I'm not saying that they made risky bets. There's a lot of people out there that are saying that they made risky bets. I don't think that was a risky bet. I think it's probably one of the safest places to park your money. But then because Joe Biden was elected and because Joe Biden and his crack team of economists, none of whom have ever worked for a living outside of the government and ever made payroll, And because Joe Biden and his crack team of economists that have never worked for a living and never made payroll decided that they were going to just turn on the printing presses to fund their ideologically wild leftist ideals in the trillions of dollars. What happened? And we see this around the world. This happens everywhere. It happens. It's just simple dollars and cents. When you spend, when you print money, you devalue the dollar. And when you devalue your currency, you get inflation. We saw it in Zimbabwe, we saw it in the Weimar Republic, we saw it in Venezuela, and we're seeing it across the world today. So in response to slow down the brakes on inflation, the Federal Reserve really only have two things that they could do, and that is either lower or raise interest rates and print money. And they decided to raise interest rates, simultaneously still printing money, by the way. And we've just printed a tremendous amount more to back up Silicon Valley Bank. So inflation is going to increase, folks. It's a lagging indicator. It takes 3 to 6 months to get through the system, just like it does when they raise interest rates. Now, I hope I'm not geeking out on this right now. But what I'm telling you is that this is an institutional problem that is in the United States and all around the world right now. And their response is to alleviate the problems that they have caused themselves is that they now need more power. World Health Organization, as Reggie Littlejohn was just talking about, the Federal Reserve, the digital currency, USDC, and the digital gulag. Because that is the only way that they can control the mess that they made. And what is going to happen? Well, unless you are a multi-hundred millionaire, or you've got tens of millions in the bank, or you've got billions in the bank, unless you're wealthy, you don't care if you're wealthy. It's not going to impact you. The price of bread going from $5 to $8, or eggs going from $6 to $12, or gas going from $3 to $10 isn't going to impact you. It's going to impact the 98% of the rest of us that are just trying to survive in a world that is rapidly changing. ChatGPT 4 just came out this week, and I'm telling you right now that 90% of CPAs and attorneys in the next 10 years are no longer going to be necessary. The world is changing. And what we are now seeing is that the powers are centralizing around one word, and that is to control. You must be controlled. You must be controlled financially. You must be controlled socially in what it is that you say. You must be controlled medically in what you must take and inject into your body. You will be a slave to the state. We just want you born. We want you to generate enough income to keep a roof over your head, pay the rest in taxes, and then die. That's what we've become. Chattel. And if you're in the sound of my voice and you're listening to this and you think that this is hyperbole, go back and read about the World Health Organization and the digital gulag and what just got passed in the last couple of months here in the United States in regards to what Reggie was just talking about. This is scary stuff here, folks. And the Silicon Valley Bank is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to talk about more about what just took place because this is not, a few minutes that I can discuss this and how it's going to impact you and businesses and individuals in this country and all across the world. We just passed the Rubicon. They just decided unilaterally to bail out Silicon Valley and the tech titans. And if you're not scared, you're not paying attention. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Hour number one up. Hour number two starting after the break. I'll be back, and I got a great guest coming up in the chair here at therealside.com. Don't go away.